Leviticus chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When someone has on his skin a swelling, a rash, or a bright spot that may become in the skin a defiling skin disease, then he must be brought to Aaron the priest, or to one of his sons who are priests. The priest will examine the diseased area of the body, and if the hair in the diseased area has turned white, and the disease appears deeper than the skin, it is a defiling skin disease. The priest, after examining him, must pronounce the person unclean. But if the spot is white in the skin and appears no deeper than the skin, and if the hair on the spot has not turned white, then the priest must quarantine the diseased person for 7 days. The priest will examine him on the 7th day, and if, in his eyes, the disease is unchanged or has not spread in the skin, then the priest will quarantine him for 7 more days. Then the priest will examine him again after 7 more days, and if the disease has faded and it has not spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is only a rash. Then he must wash his clothes, after which he will be clean. But if the rash has spread in the skin, after he has shown himself to the priest for his cleansing, he must show himself again to the priest. The priest must examine it, and if the rash has spread in the skin, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a skin disease. When anyone contracts a defiling skin disease, then he must be brought to the priest. The priest will examine him, and if there is a white swelling in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic skin disease in the skin of his body. Then the priest must pronounce him unclean. He need not quarantine him, yet he is unclean. If the disease breaks out in the skin, and the disease covers all the person's skin from his head to his feet, as far as the priest can see, then the priest must examine it. And if the skin disease has covered his whole body, then he will pronounce the person who has the disease clean. Since it is all turned white, he is clean. But whenever raw flesh appears on him, he will be unclean. Then the priest will examine the raw flesh and pronounce him unclean. Raw flesh is unclean. It is a skin disease. But if the raw flesh changes and turns white, then he must come to the priest. The priest must examine him, and if the diseased area has turned white, then the priest must pronounce the one with the disease clean. He is clean. When someone has a boil on his body, and it heals, and in the place of the boil a white swelling develops, or a reddish-white spot, then it must be shown to the priest. The priest will examine it, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin, and its hair has turned white, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a defiling skin disease broken out in the boil. But if the priest examines it, and there is no white hair on it, and it is not deeper than the skin, but has faded, then the priest must quarantine the person for 7 days. If it spreads in the skin, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a disease. But if the bright spot stays in one place and does not spread, it is the scar from the boil, and the priest must pronounce him clean. Or when the skin has been burnt, and the raw area of the burn turns reddish-white or white, then the priest must examine it, and if the hair in the bright spot has turned white, and it appears deeper than the skin, it is a defiling skin disease that has broken out in the burn. The priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a defiling skin disease. But if the priest examines it, and there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is not deeper than the skin, and it has faded, then the priest must quarantine the person 7 days. The priest shall examine him on the 7th day. If it has spread in the skin, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a defiling skin disease. But if the bright spot stays in one place and has not spread in the skin, but has faded, it is the swelling of the burn, and the priest will pronounce him clean, for it is just the scar from the burn. When a man or woman has a disease on the head or beard, then the priest must examine the disease, and if it appears deeper than the skin, and there is thin yellow hair in it, then the priest must pronounce him unclean. It is a scabby sore on the head or beard. If the priest examines the scabby sore, and it appears not to be deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest must quarantine the person with the scabby sore disease for 7 days. On the 7th day, the priest will examine the disease, and if the scabby sore has not spread, and there is no yellow hair in it, and it appears not to be deeper than the skin, then he must shave himself, but the scabby sore he must not shave. Then the priest must quarantine the person with the scabby sore for 7 more days. On the 7th day, the priest will examine the scabby sore, and if the scabby sore has not spread in the skin, and it appears not to be deeper than the skin, then the priest will pronounce him clean. Then he must wash his clothes, and he will be clean. But if the scabby sore has spread in the skin after he is pronounced clean, then the priest will examine him, and if the scabby sore has spread in the skin, the priest need not look for the yellow hair. The person is unclean. But if in his eyes the scabby sore has not changed and black hair has grown in it, the scabby sore is healed. He is clean, and the priest will pronounce him clean. When a man or a woman has on their body bright spots, white bright spots, then the priest will examine it. And if the bright spots on the skin of their body are pale white, it is a rash that has broken out in the skin. He is clean. If a man loses his hair from his head and he is bald, he is clean. If he loses his hair from his forehead, he has a bald forehead, he is clean. But if there is a reddish-white sore on his bald head or forehead, it is a skin disease breaking out on his bald head or forehead. Then the priest will examine him, and if the swelling of the sore is reddish-white on his bald head or forehead, like the appearance of a skin disease on the body, he is diseased and unclean. The priest must surely pronounce him unclean. His disease is on his head. Anyone who has such a defiling skin disease, his clothes must be torn and the hair of his head disheveled, and he must cover his upper lip and cry, "Unclean! Unclean!" All the days he has the disease, he will be ceremonially unclean. He is unclean. He must live alone, quarantined outside the camp. Any garment that is contaminated with mold, whether it be a woolen or linen garment, whether it be in the warp or woof of the linen or wool or leather or anything made from leather, if the contamination is greenish or reddish in the garment, skin, warp, woof, or anything of leather, it is contaminated with mold and must be shown to the priest. Then the priest must examine it and quarantine the contaminated article for 7 days. He must examine it on the 7th day. If the mold has spread in the garment, either in the warp, woof, or leather, whatever the use of the leather article, it is a contamination of defiling mold. It is unclean. The priest must burn the garment, whether the mold was in the warp, woof, wool, linen, or anything of leather, where the mold is. It is a contamination of defiling mold. It must be burned with fire. If the priest examines it, and if the mold is not spread in the garment, either in the warp, woof, or any article of leather, then the priest will command that they wash whatever was contaminated, and he must quarantine it for 7 more days. Then the priest must examine it after it has been washed, and if the mold has not changed its appearance, even though the mold has not spread, it is still unclean. You must burn it with fire, whether the contamination is on the inside or out. If the priest examines it and the mold has faded after washing it, then he must tear the contaminated part of the garment, leather, warp, or the woof. If it still reappears in the garment, either in the warp, woof, or any article of leather, it is spreading. You must burn whatever is contaminated with fire. But the garment or the warp, woof, or whatever article of leather that has been washed, if the mold is gone, then it must be washed a second time, then it will be clean. This is the law for the contamination of mold in a garment of woolen or linen, either in the warp, woof, or anything of leather, to pronounce it clean or unclean.